Of yesterday in the second parak of Sefer Brachos. I told you yesterday that the Eben HaOzer critiques the Mechaber, the Ramah, the low command, and not like Rabbeinu Tam, and not like Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Yehuda. He's right on both. But you know what? There's a third way. That's the new thing they say about the third way. Is another choice. It's not binary. That's Rabbeinu Moshe Mikutzi. He's the one that we know, people knew who he was. He was the smart. He was a very famous person. Rabbi Moshe Mikutzi. I believe the Mechaba passing of Moshe Mikutzi. What exactly does Rabbi Moshe Mikutzi say? Let's analyze it carefully what his opinion is. It's important to know what he said. So we have a few words in the Tosfos. Rabbi Moshe Mikutzi says, I feel the Mikane in Raya, the Matzah Lemema, Hiniach Trillin below Bracha. Ulachi Ches Vimashi Shemam Levarach Aleim. That's what it says. You can put it on without a bracha. That's not considered by the other Rishon. That's his third shita. And he holds like us, Rabbi Osai. Right? Us, who am I? That smichas gula tefillah is more important. Not like the Ramban, Rabbi Yonah, who downplayed it significantly. They didn't even do it every day, if you recall. No, it's critical. It's critical. Like as Rabbi Netanyahu, it's critical. Afal Pikain, he still put on the tefillin without a bracha before Shemoneh Esrei. You know why? You know why? Hanachas tefillin is a tzorech tefillah. It's not a hefsek. You know, a person bangs and says yalla v'yavu. That's a tzorech tefillah. It's not considered to be a hefsek. So therefore, here too, putting on the tefillin is considered to be a tzorech tefillah. It's not called a hefsek. The bracha is a hefsek. The bracha shek tshalav aniach tefillin. You know that for the davening. The tefillin should be on, right? You saw what the Gemara said before, right? What do you do? The Gemara says a person should do what? He should put on his tefillin before saying Kriya Shema, and if you look at the top line of Tezvot Ben Aleph, you need a tefillin that you can Kriya Shema via Spala, Malchus Shema and Shleva. So apparently, having a tefillin on during Shema is considered to be a tzara for the tefillin. Obviously, it would be better to put it on, Rabbi Moshe Mikutzi would say, in the Mechaber passes that way in Ramah. Put it on, Osei Pele. Then you can make a bracha. Why put it on? Make gula tefillah. We know how to make a bracha. Put it on, you know, say fella, and make a bracha. That's exactly what the Ramah says. Why are you allowed to make a bracha in Osei Pele? A bracha of laniach tefillin. Nothing to do with anything. You take a look at Rabbi Kiv Eger on the Mogen Avraham over here in Simon Sandebrov. He has an interesting question. Could it come up now? You see, in the middle of the day, it's thunder showers. You know, if you heard, thunder showers, you have to make a bracha on the thunder. And the bracha on the thunder comes, is smack in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. What do you do? So the Mogen Avraham says, why are you mafsik? We saw the Tosfos. In Posek, the Shom, they cover Basav Adam, Kavah Chomer, they cover the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Did we see that inside the Rashba? We saw it yesterday? No, we didn't see that? Yes or no? Remind me. You didn't? Let's turn to the Rush, please. The Rush quotes this Kavacham, I'm pretty sure, over here. I think it's maybe Simon Hay. Let's take a look. I think it's in Simon Hay. Let's see. Towards the very end of Simon Hay. With a small little samach of the Madani on Perik Bein and Simon Hay. One more time? It's not here? We saw it yesterday? We'll see it again? Okay. The Kriya Shema, the Brachos, the Kaddish, the Kedush, and Baruch, the Pozim, the Lach. Yesh, Misha Omer. Afa, Misha Shom, the Hayira, Umeshim, the Kovar, the Filochi, Enu, Pozim, the Kaddish, the Kedush, the Kay, Misha Osim, the Shavach, the Shavach, אין לו להסת בשביל שבח אחר. ורוב המפרשים הסכימו שפוסק אפילו באמצע הפרק. לא גורם ממה שמפסק לשאול מהיר ושאול מהכוון. כיצור בן יון הזה, בן זרעי עד אף חפלף, ומפסק בפתיל לקדש קדוש אם לא, אבל למעסק הולך לעשות מן למה אין המעסק שמונה עשרה, אפילו לא חיכה ונחזין את התפילה אפילו המלך שלו בשלום ולא ישמנו אותי נחש קרה לכם לא יפסקנו, לא יפסק נחלו במפסק לקדש קדש, אם לא. לא, אני מקריא שמה ברוך עושה, the kaima the mafsik in that year, it makes that cover. Pshita lo the kulo the mafsik, the kol the kaddish the kedusha of the baruchu mafsik. I feel the b'yem tzaperik. Chidati maskemes. Afal Pishon Asosi Vinasati Vidamne Harav Rabbeinu Meir Mirot Mer, his Rebbe, Vinskin Datuch She'en Lahafsik. You don't find this too often in the Rosh, throughout Shas. He said, I spoke about the Rebbe, said, no, I said, yes. Rabosai. He was willing to argue with the Maran and Rutner with the God of the Dora. So you can certainly argue with me. The Kavachom, Ben, Benosh Kavachom. So feel free to argue anything I say. What happened over here? The Rush thinks against the Marami Rukhba. Fine. But we pass like the Rush against the Marami Rukhba. Keep that in mind. The Bikivega, this Mongol Avram, the Mongol Avram says, it's a Kone, Nirodi the Shana Kol Re'en, the Yasin Vivarach, Shakosh the Rosh of Aliyola. That's what the Mongol Avram says. It says the Rabbi Kivega, that's not sure it's true. Look at Tarsus. You saw a long Tarsus. Right? Ain't a Meshim Yakovic. Ostasalas Kedusha. Pastor Rabbi Yehuda, Meshim Yakovic, Mushim Yachim, Mutlas Kedusha Kedusha. Av Shem Shalom Yakovic. Okay? Kolat Sibir Oskin, the Ramirus Kedusha, Havikim of Meshim. And then when I say, Ain't Lachom Yakovic, Dalam Mizet, I didn't say, Jira, Kovic. The Mashmah, the Dabin Meshim, the Wutlan Yakovic. Take a look at Bossy one more time, Tosis. We're dealing with the ways we started with yesterday. So the Kivega is basically so far. One more time. What did Tosis say? Tosis said, again, Shom Ne'ira, Rameh Yehuda Lach Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Afilu Be'em Tzah Meshim Ne'a Kovit. So therefore, Mutu Lanz Kasha Lishu Be'em Tzah Kvishma, En Lecha Ne'a Kovit Gala Mizeh. It means you can answer, because you are Meshim Ne'a Kovit. Because they're saying, but you know, the Kaddish, the Torah, the Zavi Yom. The guy says, you scholar, isn't it? And then he says, and you have to answer Yesh Meirah. He's summoning you to answer. Says the Bechiveger, very nice. Cause of the Kaddish, the Kedusha, that Tzibur, all the Marshal, the Anasim, more than the Kemeshim. I'm a Beshava Koranim. The Kaddish, the Kaddish, the Kriyashma. Efshad, the Enlem, and Hafsik, look, have a Kemeshim. Neil the Chalik. Shava Koranim, Ben Aprokim, the Shol, the Akovic. Kavachom the post of the Baruch Alarei. Emtze din Hashol Me'akavet Lo Yivarech. How do you like that? Anyway, that's what he says. You want a tshuva? Maybe Malram's right. Because Tosef is going with Rashi Shita. Me'ayira is the Yorish L'yar Gena. Pikuach Nefesh. Then you can't compare Kaddish and Kedusha to... Yeah. We pass in Shulchan Aruch. Me'ayira is Aviv Rabo. L'chayav Yirmi Menu. Kavachola, the Ne'akova Ashchina, the Mikim Ne'ayira, as Hashem Agaratira, so the Dina, the Emtze Masik, the Baruch Alareim, I have to show it, so what? Show Ne'ayira. That's the Mogad Avram is careful in his Lashon. He says, in posing, Lishol Nikovic Moser Adam, Nichbun Le'yuri Menu, that's what he's suggesting. Eli Rabbi disagreed with him, it's another long discussion. Okay, fine. Just give you the highlights of the beautiful Rabbi Kivega on this Mogad Avram. Fine. So Rabosa, let's go on a little bit further. Listen carefully, please. So Rav did not put on his tefillin between the parasha and Kriya Shema. You know why? What's the purpose? I already said the Shema. I was ready to quote made Eid Sheva B'Yatma. I said Shema Yisrael B'Yatma. The next thing you need it for is Shemone Esrei, right? That's the top line of Daf Yudala of Tetzvah of an Aleph. Right? Mispalo is all is considered to be Shlema. I'll wait. What's the rush? How long are you going to wait? So wait till Gula Tefillah. No. Wait till Gula Tefillah, I can't make a bracha anymore. See, wait, Lo Se Pele, they put it on then. Mishir Shir Chadasha. So the question was raised, how did Rabbi Moshe Mikutzi know that Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Yehuda made a bracha? Does he ever know how his whole complicated attachment? He knew. He had a Besorah. They were living at the same time. He knew that's what he said. That's why I said you had there's no proof, right? And therefore, there's no proof whether Hamtan is or Hefsek or not. The whole cheshbon of Rebbe Nozer falls off. He's binary. It's either A or B. Rebbe Natan or Rebbe Yitzchak Ben Yehuda. There's not a third. I call it a shlishi. That's what we pass him. Now, there's a fascinating question again in Magen Avraham. This is such a fascinating question. I mentioned to you at the end of the show yesterday. Somebody has no tefillin. He forgot his tefillin. Whatever happened, he lost his tefillin for the day. He's in shul, he's in the yeshiva, none of it's filling. What should be done? Simon Samach Vav, Sivkot and Yud Beis. What do you do? Look what he says. Look carefully. Tzorach Iyun. If you look at Mishnah Berurah, Simchat Mem, he quotes it, doesn't quote all the Cheshire back and forth, he just quotes, he has it word for word, I think he quotes. Look at Mem and Mishnah Berurah, meaning from the Mogan Avraham original, Samach Rabbi Beis. You look at Samach Rabbi Beis, if you're not the Mogan Avraham. Isha'en lo tefillin in Tov Yosef Espalim, at Tzivu, lo tefillin, omud of Shiz Akir Achat Tfilas at Tzivu, lahashal tefillin mechaver, the Shiyikul Krishna, Espalim at Tzivu. Uktas Mashra Betosis, the Tfilas Tzivu Odef. Oh, I love it. That's what I want to pass on. Where do you see in Tosis? Where? Says the Machtis HaShekel, he meant the Tosis Yudalad Amin Beis. What? We saw that Tosis yesterday. What did Tosis Yudalad Amin Beis? He quotes all Tosis. What did Tosis say? Umanach Tfilin Vomatzli, Umihosav Mashma Shemutu Laniach Tfilin, Ben Gula the Tfilu. Right? That's the first two lines of the Tosis. How did Tosis know? Says the Machtis HaShekel. What's their raya? Sharavi Omen Ben Gula the Tfilin. How do you know? It was by Shirach Hadasho, Mitzur Yisrael. How do you know? Because it says, Manach Tfilin Umatzli, Mashma Biyad Shemiyach Tfilin, Hoya Matzli Tfilas Yudches, Flehefsi Benem Klal, Akocho Eme Ben Gula Tfilo, Achlefiz Arab Gufa Kasha. Nei, Shilat Shaklik Okriya Shema Shal Yavra Zman, Hakoponim, Havle Lahamtin Mitzur Yisrael, O Bashirach Hadasha, Kadesh Lein Starach Lahafsik, Ben Gula Tfilo, Shiavua Tfilin. The Dochak Loma, he waited, and he waited to the shlich and comes with Zman Tfilo an hour later. That's a docha. Zman Tfilo a whole hour later. Must be Rav Himtin waited Shirach Hadasha, and the Tfilo didn't come. He said to Gal Yisrael, and then the shlich came. That very moment, the shlich came. That minute, yeah. He didn't wait for the shlich. He was afraid. Yavas man Krishma, but the tzibur said Krishma. Then he would daven Shmon Esra. And the tzibur didn't want to wait, so he had to say Krishna with the tzibur, to daven with the tzibur. And therefore, he couldn't wait by Shirach Hadasha, to daven with the tzibur, so he's about to start Shmon Esra, and boom, the last second, the shliach walked in. But if he wouldn't have walked in, he would have davened Shmon Esra without his tefillin. If you look at the mouth, that's a bit of a convoluted riot. That's what the Rebbe Avraham meant. Fine. I hold that way. That's what I want to pass on. Like the Mogan Avraham's initial proof of Tosfos. Then he says, no. Yesh lo chiyach v'darmina v'tzofsim v'kuf yirala. V'smicha z'gul l'tfila, odach v'tfila matzim. As we know, as we pass on every single day, you come late to shul, in the morning, you can't talk shul, so you can admire you can, not in the morning, v'smicha z'gul l'tfila is more important than matzim. Watch this. U'tfila, odach v'smicha z'gul l'tfila. Kama shakosav kan. What's Kosov Khan? What's Kosov Khan? He's talking about Simon Sadavav Sukhes. What does that mean? So I'm listening to the Tfilin. We ask the Achshav about Yisrael. And even if you have no Tfilin, you put on Tfilin, but no bracha. Why not a bracha? Because but you do put on your Tfilin. And he says, you put on your Tfilin, so Tfilin is more important than Svira's Gula Tfilin. Because you put on your Tfilin between Gula and Tfilin. Is that a good proof? What do you say? He's proving that tefillin is more important than Sfira's Gula Tefillin. Go right, and Machab is over here. You put on your tefillin between God, Yisrael, and Shemayim. Is it good proof? Yes or no? Why not? As I told you before, it's a Tzorach Tefillin. It's a tzorach tefillah. It's not a hefzik. I thought this wrong on my own. I just found out I was mecham to the Eliyahu Rabba. Right here, on this sif. It's exactly what I said years ago. That, it's not a good proof. It's not the pshat that tefillah is more important than tefillah. You have both. Have your cake and eat it too. You put on your tefillah. And it's not considered a hefzik. It's considered to be tzorach tefillah. The Mogan Avraham apparently considered to be a hefsek. To be a hefsek. We'll see in a minute, but maybe he's some merit to what he said. Hold on. Here's another riot, Mogan Avraham. Against what he thought before the Tosfos. What's the second riot? Gamesh Lachiach Psach Yadiri Rashi. What did Rashi say? We saw the Rashi yesterday. Take a look. Story of Rav. What was Rav afraid of that? Shlichu Dravas. What was he afraid of that? What happened? The story of Rav. Rav, what did he do? What did he do? Shluchu the obvious. The shliach was late. Hashliach kilkel sheiches alvino tefillin meikar v'giyaz man krishma huskag likos deshlo yavaraz man. Rashi says the reason why he did it this way without tefillin, the friend has man krishma with pace. That's what he quotes to Rashi. For lo pirish sherav karav lo tefillin kelespal lematzibur. What did he say? This man's in the pace. Yeah, he did it. The spell of Matzibur. The fact he didn't say that pshat, you see, but I'll call it so far, but the Buddha was spelled with Tzvillin, the spell of Matzibur. Can you really? I don't think that's a good riot. Who said there was a minion there? Rabbi's could have been in his house. I don't think that was a great riot. But the proof from Tosis, I think, is considered to be a valid proof. I like that Tosis. I like that proof. I want to say one more thing. There's a Be'iri. The Be'iri on the Yudalim and Beis, this whole Gemara we've taken so seriously, as we should, of course, every Gemara. It says the last two lines called Akorei Krisha Lotilin, Kilumayin Edis Sheka Biatzah. Oh, it's terrible, it's terrible, it's terrible. Says the Be'iri, that's only if it's Derev Zilzul. If you put it on immediately, it's not called a Zilzul. Put it on right away afterwards. And now I want to say something amazing. Amazing. We said before, my word was against the Rabban Avraham. He says, you see that tefillah b'tefillah is more important than tefillah z'gula tefillah. And I said, no, it's not a hefsek, because it's Torah tefillah. Wait a minute, wait a minute. The one who banged out of the other in the morning, I gave you a whole shtickle Torah with Lindav Dala in the base, those who remember, that tefillah z'gula tefillah at night is only Torah tefillah. And therefore, banging out of the other is more important than Torah tefillah. But tzmichas tefillah in the morning is also in gula. Remember that? The two shaddas in Rashi, Dalad and Beis. Is it a pasuk or is it a svar of Yerushalmi? Yeah. So then maybe the Bavan Rav is right. My teretz is no good, but I told you a few minutes ago. That's a tzar of tefillah. Big deal is a tzar of tefillah. It's not a tzar of gula, not a tzar of krishma, and therefore it really is a hefsek. Like banging yalav yom, we don't do it this morning, all the evening. So I wanted to say no. It's a Tzorah Krishna as well. Why? Because what did this guy do? He was Korah Krishna Tzorah, was made in the shape of Yasna. But the Miri says, if you put on Tzorah immediately, it takes away the made in the shape of Yasna. So you put on the Tzorah and Gula and Tzorah, it's not only a Tzorah Tzorah, as we said, it's a Tzorah Krishna. You show it's not a Zilzil, it takes away the Yisr. And therefore, even though he said, you can't be master of the Torah of Tefillah because it's an Indian Gula. Here's an Indian Gula here as well. Maybe the Bavan Avraham didn't hold from the Svarah. He's against the Miri, perhaps. Fine. Ad Kana Bosai, this part of the Shia. Now it comes Halacha L'Maisa Manish. Do you say Amen after Habocha Bami Yisrael V'Yava? Yes or no? Or Bami Yisrael V'Yava? Halacha L'Maisa tonight. Every day, every morning, every evening, what do you do? Says the Meiri, Avadi wins. Because it says in the Mishnah, the Mefurash Mishnah. Take a look at the Mishnah, you give them an alf. It tells you what's considered to be Ben HaProkim. It's a Mishnah Mefurashas. There's a Mishnah. What's Ele Ben HaProkim, the second wide line? Mebracha Rishonah L'Shniyah. Ben Shniyah L'Shma. What can be more clear? After Abocha Yisroh B'Yavra, before Shema Yisroh, is Ben HaProkim. And what's it in the Ben HaProkim? So it says in the Mishnah, Ubi Prokim, Shol Meir, Mishnah Kovet. Mishnah Shol Mechalodah, even there Kovet. So therefore, the Pashtus is, Amen is Meir Kovet, it should be no problem. So says the Miri Maganavis, defending the Minik Pravats, that we do say, Amen, after Abochum Amisrael Biyah. Who attacked him? The Ramban. The whole Magen Avos is a counterattack. All these Sfaradim came in from Spain to southern France. They brought the Ramban's Menachem with them, another Gedolei Sfarad, and he's fighting Magen Avos. I'm defending my ancestors, my forefathers here in Provence have different customs. I stole books about it, that's why it's called Magen Avos. Fine. Take a look in the Shari Tshuva. In your Mishnah Berurah. Shari Tshuva over here in Siman Nun Tes at the end of Sukkot Neh. So I'm a foolish Mishnah that the answer on me. How can the Ramban and his friends disagree with the Mishnah Mefureshes? Take a look. Can we see the Shai Shema? It's page Sadi Gimel in the regular Mishnah Berurah. So first he says, I bring a Yosef in the Bubba Beis Yosef. Shkamach a Yosef, I'm always in Lattas Amen. Like a Simon Mashatz. I told you this, but that was one of my seven Shittas. Was it seven? Five? Five. Five Shittas about the Birchas Krishma. And they both go Birchas HaMitzvah. You can't even answer Amen and Yotzer Oros, because you didn't have some Yotzer Oros and Shema. Pillele Ployim. That's the course of the Beis Yosef. Right? Fine. The low kish, no again, Lanas Amen after Yotzer Oros, the low achar habochet. That's the meaning of the whole Shtiblach. They answer Amen and Yotzer Oros, and then they they all shry eyes, I'm a soul, I'm a and shtibu, and they don't answer over there. Okay, fine. But, Pasha Vash the Shulchan Aruch, only after a bocher, you're mafsik. So the Shulchan Aruch says over here, in Sif, Dal at the last line, Lo yana omen achasim a bocher shal biyavo, mishum da bi hefsek. Fine. Fine. Good. So, the Chorot are often a Mishnah. The Shalom says, he likes Minigas Svardin, Sholale Omen. It's true that the Ramban Svardin and the Chassidish Svardin, we call Nusach Svardin. If you sign with Mashat, Kedei Shalom Lahafsi Ben Ahava Lekabol Sol Lach Shemayim. Lechein Ben Bishachas, Ben Ba'arvis, Besayim Ba'ava, Shub, Achar Apostle of Krishma, Chozom Asli Rahafti. Fine. Fine, fine, fine. Now watch. Hatam lo yana amen afagav the mutu lahasa b'nei ayir of HaKavan is enough in the Mishnah. Yeah. Keva che'osu v'shifko shomoko eilo lahasa v'sheva racher. We saw that already in the rush. Right? Wait a minute. But it's still difficult because according to him, Avarab is a b'chus ha-mitzvah. It's osu lahasa b'chus ha-mitzvah and it's doing a mitzvah. Even b'nei HaKavan. Even they are covered. So it says Mefarish is within their covered. Can you imagine you say to your brother, Sherek and Shabbos, so and so, Ladiach children, and some dignitary passes by? You can talk to him right now before you point it to him? Chalila. So how can the Rabbanah was the Birchas HaMitzvah and Krishma? It's a mission of, alright, so he won't say Amen. But it says Mefarish, within their covered is Mutter. What's going on over here? Here's the answer, Moshe, have a dupsha. We can suggest to defend the Rabbanah. The mission is referring to a case where Avarava is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. What's the case? Who of us, what's the case? Who? Who? He went to the Shtibu in Avalate. He already passed Mat Krishma. He passed Mat Krishma. You can't say it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Hopefully, he said Shema already a long time ago. The Shtibu, they don't doubt so much on time. He passed Man Krishma. If he passed Man Krishma, then that case is not considered to be a Birchas HaMitzvah. That's the case. Says the Mishnah, that kind of a case. Your motion they're covered. Yeah. Nafka mina, that's the irony here, boss. I don't know if you know this. Shtilbach Davin Leit. I don't know if you grew up, Shtilbach. I was just speaking to one of the Choshebe Rabbanim, who Davin, it's my son's age, he Davin in my Shtibu, and he said his father, told the following story, or he said the story, I think he said it, he or his father, I forgot who, that the Rebbe, there are a few weeks in the year, and when they used to have, you know, now they move the clock at the beginning of March. But in the old days, they used to move the clock, you're too young to remember, the end of April. It was 6 months and 6 months. End of October, end of April. So Man Krishna in New York City was 8:28. 8:28. I used to move my shoe back 5 minutes. Better. We came to daven at 10 to 8. The people went crazy on me. We went to Bar Mitzvah. Watch, I put the invitation. 7:50. 7:50? What? We used to daven at 8:30. I said, someone's born the wrong time of the year. I don't blame it on me. The kids and immigrants, I remember getting pressure. I had pressure from a very harsh of all of us. He came all the way to see me in Kibbutz Mor Hasha'ah. And he was passing nearby. He had three things he wanted to ask me. And I gave in on two. And the third one, he said, Rabbi, I got you. You print the schedule for the whole winter.
the Chodesh Elul, for Rosh Hashanah. So it's too late. I'm asking now, before you print it, come on, you're davening at 8:30 all year long, you'll say Krishma at home. That I didn't give it to you. I said, Congress changed before me. Congress changed the daylight savings time. Now it starts instead of the end of April, it starts at the beginning of March. So the earliest it gets is like 9:07. If you go quick, you can make 8:30, you make the whole year long. Kitsa, but it was then, it was 8:28, it's about Krishna. When was about Tefillah? 9 hours later, a little more than that, 9:30 something. They actually missed Zman Tefillah in the Shtibur. They missed Zman Tefillah. So a couple of people went to the Rav and said, if you don't mind, we'll let everyone down and make a down season, and we'll come up for Lenin. It's fine. Someone complained to the Rav. We need to breakaways, renegades. How is the Rav allowing this? The Rav smiled and said, what can I do? They're right. Can't miss Zman Tefillah. Right, we're doing it. Mishkanes Yachad, we spoke about it, this Tzid Brichas Krishma, even into the sixth hour, into the Yevet, whatever, not for now. What I'm trying to bring out over here is the Shtibuch Davin late. I remember growing up in the Shtibuch, when he got to this on Shabbos morning, it's Shrayos. You know, not what I'm used to. When I used to Yeshiva, they say the whole thing out loud, the Chaz is Ba'ava, and some answer Amen, some don't answer Amen, some say Lord, quietly, Mish, Abayuch Lebaris, who be on the street, down the Lord, they shouldn't have to answer Amen. You missed the boat, guys. It's not a mitzvah anymore in this case. You missed the Zman Krishna. You don't have to shrine. You can answer Amen. An irony. My friends in the Shtibur. I love that Shtibur to pieces. I'm going to talk about it. I want to cry. I'm sorry. Nostalgia for Devil Yisroel Shtibur on Main Street. With such Gedurli Torah with Davin there. Unbelievable. But that, this day of Meister Shon. Yes, Davin.
Why are we assuming the Mishnah is that the Davin is late? Why are we making...
I'm only assuming according to the Ramban. What's Ramban going to do with this Mishnah? The Ramban says you can't answer Amen. You can't answer Amen because it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. All right. Whoa. You can't answer Amen because it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, how can you show them that cover? You can't be making a cover between a Shekhar Shem and the Shema called Shofar. Hi. Your father passes by, your Rebbe passes by, the God of the Lord passes by. Shh! I just said the Shema called Shofar. I can't start talking to you before I blow the first key. Are you kidding? That's what it's called the Rabban. Same thing. Terence says, yeah, but he's late. The Mishnah davened in the Shtibul. So in that kind of a case. That's my only answer. But I don't know the other answer. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, I will say. I have to end with this because we're almost out of time. Simon Nuntes, the end of Sivkot Chafei. Look what it says. Sivkot Chafei. He quotes, I am a derech achayim. Shekosav she'en lanos amen achabroch acheres bin ava rabba l'shma. Even if we pass on halacha, because the Ramos look at Simon Samach Aleph, in the Ramos he says, gam b'birchas avokam aminim l'sayim kodem ashatz lanos amen achashatz. It's the emotion of Simon Zeh. Because birchas krishma is what? Bifnei atzmo. So no chashashim, no problem, you'll be mafsik. You can say amen. And the Achronim quote the Ramah Ledina that you can answer, Amen. That's what I do. He says, you know what? Achronim say the Ramah Ledina. Yeah, the Chatzchila, he thinks the Mishnah Berurah, no. Better to be signed in Mashatz. Eilu ve'elu, divul kim chayim. Fine, but to scream it out, you don't have to scream it out. But in the Sekhar Neshan, we talk about Yisrael, we'll talk about on Sunday. The Chachayim says, even though we fulfill in my minute, I answer Amen. That's Amen to our Brocha and so on the other. Not Amen to something else. Not a Brocha Acheres. Why not? I brought you my Derech HaChaim. The Derech HaChaim is a Derech HaChaim Siddur. Gosh, my Bar Mitzvah. That was considered one of the classic, the Deceivers, of Yaakov and Lisa. Derech HaChaim Siddur. So he has, they printed it as a separate volume, which I pulled out. I read what he says. It's unbelievable what he says. It's on page Memhei in this beautiful new edition of Derech HaChaim Siddur. We used the small print in the back of the Siddur. Like this, he says, it's Krishma Simon Yud Ches. He says like this, you don't answer Amen. Why? Have a kehifsik ben brocha le mitzvah. Even answering a brocha mitzvah, we have as a machlok as a poskim. And one of the things you can, it's a shlomot of 248 words. Ona nosa brocha shetinu sheyocho lanz b'hem seferet. Yocho lanz b'hem avad nishma. Kvashin is bro liel. What can you answer the answer of parent? Anyone know? She knows in your sleep. It can happen to anyone in the middle of the night. What can you answer? Who knows?
What can you answer in the middle of the prayer? Want to know? Shomei Atvila can answer. Kel HaKadosh, you can answer. I don't understand the Derech HaKayim at all. It's Mefurash in the Mishnah. It's like Bein HaProkin. Not like Amtsa HaPerek. Elamai is an Issach of the Brichas HaMitzah. You shouldn't be able to answer Shomei Atvila. I do not understand the Derech. If someone can answer me Derech HaKayim, I'll give you a prize. So Peich Mevei, you test. Which wouldn't call his reason. I have a reason out of here. It says, all they can do is Bein HaTzah HaProkin. No, it's double or nothing. It's really Bein HaKrokim, it's Mefurash Mishnah. You want to come into Brichas HaMitzvah? It's more chomer than Bein HaTzah HaPerek. Even Shomei Tzvila shouldn't be allowed. It's so often you understand this Derech HaKayim. I don't understand. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to answer the Shatz. But if you didn't, what do you do then? So I want to tell you, but time is up. This it's important that we discuss this mission on Sunday at 10 o'clock to get to the end of this discussion. What the answer Amen to Abba Rabba or by Gol Yisroel? Do you say it loud? Do you say it quiet? All these things are very, very important. And that'll be Sunday at 10 o'clock. In half an hour, we have our Q&A for those who want to ask questions. Feel free to come back upstairs for the Q&A on Zoom. Okay.